Well, we had their saddles made in Denver, and the same way with their boots, Justin boots.
They still make those, don't they?
Yes, they do. But they're not the boots they used to be.
Machines now, lost the
But they always had their boots made, and well, the girls sometimes they made shoes too. And the older girls I know had some of their shoes made. Dad and Herb always made their own quirts. That was something that that you just carried wherever you went. You know, I've seen Dad and Herb kill a rattlesnake with a quirt, but we was always afraid to get close enough to one to hit him with a quirt.
How old were they?
Oh, different sizes. Now, if you were real gentle and kind to your horse, you just had a little quirt, oh, about that long. And that's about the size we always wore, but I've seen men with oh, the butt of their quirt would be that big around, and oh, that long. Well, just wear a horse out with it. But Dad never would allow anybody to ride his horses and abuse them like that.
Was anybody bitten by rattlesnakes?
Oh, yes, my nan. You bet. None of us ever were, because that was the first thing that Dad told us when we came down here the next spring, was where to walk and how to look out for rattlesnakes and how they sounded. And if you ever hear one, you don't forget it.
Well, that's right, but I get careless and I hear locusts. And
well,
I don't hear the rattlers.
No. Oh, my.
I've come close.
I think that it's the most horrible sound in the world. I've had a horse come near jumping out from under me, riding by a rattlesnake and having rattled just right close to him, than anything I've come near getting thrown off of a horse by having a rattlesnake rattle close to him, than anything I've ever had, because I'll tell you, a horse just instinctively knows to get away from her.
I think they smell them too.
I do too. Well, you get a rattlesnake right real mad, you can smell him too. Now, I don't think you can just crawling along or walk close to one, but you get him mad and you can. They just have an offensive odor.
I don't know how I stopped stepping. I just happened to stop and wait for a fellow on the trail behind me once. Turned around and looked at him and waited for a minute and looked around and the wanted snake wasn't over that far from me.
Dear mercy, the Lord had his arm around you
he
that time.
Did.
Yes.
The snake just uncoiled and
I had one. If it hadn't been for our old dog at home, it would have bit me. That was Dad's first plowing job. And I had gone to take him a drink of water. He always liked a fresh, cold drink out of the spring, and just ever so often. And I was always Dad's right-hand man, and I was always the one to go take him his drink. And that was his first plowing job, and you should have seen it. I can look back and see that plowing job. Yet he missed as much as he hit. It was sod, breaking sod. Well, you know how it'll stand up places where the sod don't lay down smooth.
Yeah.
And I was walking along with that water, just daydreaming, and that old dog jumped in front of me. And a little old snake wasn't longer than that, but it bit him on the nose. And that poor old brute, before we got to the house, we wasn't a quarter of a mile from the house, his head, oh my, it didn't kill him. But it just pointed like that, but he was the sickest poor old brute. And if he hadn't jumped, now I was between he and the snake, but he saw that thing and jumped and grabbed it. And you couldn't sick him onto a rattlesnake. He'd run around them and bark and let us know they were there so some of us could come and kill it. He just wouldn't grab a rattlesnake. Any other kind, he'd just grab one and shake it in two.
Learned his lesson, huh?
He did. Well, no, sir, before that and after that, he'd bark and let us know that a rattlesnake was there, and some of us could come and kill it.